Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, it's an exciting episode we talked about last time, City of Champions. We're going to do a little bit of a review, folks, what that looks like. If you haven't been reading the newspaper, you've been living underneath a rock. Let me tell you what's going in. We got the UCCS Medical Facility, the Olympic Museum, the Air Force Visitors Center, Switchback Stadium downtown, and the Olympic Museum. Okay, these are big developments for Colorado Springs. I tell you what, we don't want to be a Denver. We don't want to be that big. But I tell you, we need some direction. We need some growth. And that's what we finally got. 30 years I've grown up here. Haven't seen a crane downtown. Haven't really seen a sense of direction for this city. And boy, it's an exciting time to live in Colorado Springs. You can sit on the sideline or you can get in real estate. You can buy right now and you're going to see your values double in 15 years. You buy downtown right by where the Switchback Stadium is going in or by the Olympic Museum, you'll see that triple in 15 years. And I'm not just preaching to you, I'm doing it. I got a property under contract one block away right now from where that Switchback Stadium is going in. So come with me. You only live once. Find some financial freedom in the real estate market. Because the City of Champions is going to put Colorado Springs on the map. You watch. It's going to be exciting, folks. Going to be a very exciting time to see the growth here in Colorado Springs. And people ask me, when's it going to slow down? The economy, real estate, it's going nuts. It's got to slow down. You're right, it does. It can't keep up at this pace. It's not healthy. We can't have 11, 12% appreciation a year in the real estate market. We can't have a stock market that's going through the roof. It's not healthy. Okay, so it will slow down. People say, when do you think it's going to slow down? Probably mid-2020 is when I would guess we'll start to see what they would say is a recession. In Colorado Springs, I think it's just going to be back to normal, back to 5, 6% appreciation in the real estate market. But I do think the stock market's going to take a pretty decent hit. But I think right now in Colorado Springs, we got so much growth. We've been lagging for so long. We're decades behind Denver. If you invest here in Colorado Springs and our economy slows down, it's going to be a blimp on the radar. If we didn't have the City of Champions, if we didn't have the growth that is coming into this town and the leadership, I wouldn't feel so positive about it. Okay? So let's talk a little bit about what causes a recession, what causes the slowdown. All right? You got to look at the M2 chart. That's the money supply chart. That tells us how much money is in circulation. That's cash, checking, savings, mutual funds. When this chart starts to decline and gets close to zero, 17 out of the last 21 recessions, this chart was decelerating and heading close to zero. In a healthy economy, M2 is growing. And now we are starting to see it decelerate. It's starting to decline, folks, showing that a recession is a year or two away. My prediction is it'll probably come right before the next presidential election. I think cities like Denver, LA, New York, they're going to get hit hard. Anywhere you've seen a lot of massive growth in real estate, where you're seeing an average single-family home selling for $500,000 like Denver, it's out of control. It needs a major correction. But we don't need a major correction here in Colorado Springs. We just need a return to normal. Return to 5, 6% appreciation. Okay? So look at that chart. That's a leading factor. Google it. Look at the M2 chart. Another big factor is the Federal Reserve, right? Mr. Powell, the chairman of the Reserve, came out and said we're going to have 5 rate hikes within the next 2 years. They can't push these rates too fast. And if they do, it can send us into a recession sooner and it can look a lot more aggressive. So if the Feds overtight raise rates, we're right now on a 0.25% pace. And that's rates rising at 0.25% every year. You're never going to get back to the 4%. Forget about it, folks. A year from now, you're probably going to be at 5.5% on interest rates. And then 6% is going to become the new normal. Okay? The other thing you got to look at is the yield curve. And when it gets inverted, that recession is in the near future. Okay? It's not inverted yet. But when that does happen, that means long-term interest rates are still above short-term interest rates. When that switches, when that flips, that's when that yield curve gets inverted. That's when you got trouble on the horizon. okay? Remember, the feds drop interest rates to boost the economy. When the economy starts to catch up, and right now we're definitely in a healthy economy, they push the interest rates back up. Poor economy, they go down. A good economy, they bring it up. They got to be careful, though. You can't move them too much. Otherwise, it's like a seesaw. You can set it off very easily. Okay? So you got the M2 chart, and you got the yield curve to watch. Two very important factors. Okay, but housing, I think, is an outlier. I really do, especially in Colorado Springs. There's a ton of demand. The millennials, 94 million of them, are going into the marketplace, purchasing their first homes. There's not enough supply, okay? Not enough supply for these millennials. The demand is great and little supply. Lennar, largest home builder, still showing solid earnings. With costs going up and rising interest rates, they came out last week and said they don't see anything in the near future as far as a slowdown in housing. Because they said if rates can push and our costs go up and we're still seeing an uptick in our business, their fear level is just so marginal right now. Okay? That's one of the leading builders. We're not talking about Joe Schmo building out in Peyton. We're talking about a big-time national builder. Okay? And then, once again, we go back to Colorado Springs, the city of champions, the growth, the investors coming in. You got Widener Apartments coming in right by Switchback Stadium, throwing $40 million at the project. That's just around there. You got the Olympic Museum. The confidence level in the real estate market in Colorado Springs right now is so high. So if I can tell you one thing, that would be pick up a rental property. I just picked one up, a two-bed, one-bath, down on Sawatch, two blocks away from where that stadium is going in. There's homeless sleeping down there right now. Right around the block. But that area is going to turn, and it's going to turn fast. I'm telling you what, you don't have big-time investors like Widener Apartments and the Hilton coming in downtown. Those guys forecast out 100 years, 10 times smarter than I am. Those are leading factors. You look at the big boys coming into town, and I tell you what, things are changing. We're going to be at 1.1 million in El Paso County in 2050. Unbelievable. Growing up here, I would never think I'd see the day. But it's coming, and you got to get on the train. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting on the sidelines, and you're going to be watching Colorado Springs explode. And you're going to go, boy, I wish I bought 15 years ago. I can't believe my little two-bedroom, one-bath house rents for $2,200 downtown. Or I can't believe it's worth $500,000. I remember they're selling for $175,000. Don't be that guy. Get in now. Take advantage of the market and get in before we peak out in 25 years. Okay? We talked about we are decades behind Denver. Our recession is going to feel like a return to normal, which we need. A return to 6 or 7% appreciation a year, not 12 or 14% that we're seeing right now. We want healthy. We need healthy. We need 5,000 homes on the market. We can't have 2,800. That's not a healthy real estate market. Now, it's a step in the right direction. 5 months ago, we're at 1,500 homes on the market. We're now at 2,600. So we're making progress, but we got to see a return to normal, and I believe when we see that recession come in 2020, Colorado Springs is barely going to feel it because we've been so far behind for so long that it's going to be a little blimp on the radar, and we're going to keep taking off. Okay, you don't believe me? Go ahead and walk downtown. Look at the construction going on. Look at the developments. And I talked about it in the episode before, U.S. News and World Reports, Colorado Springs, most desirable place to live. That's nationwide. People are flocking here by the dozen. Okay, what else can set off this recession? Lending requirements, big time. That's what happened in 08. We're giving a loan to anybody. Anybody who could walk could get a loan. It's ridiculous. And they're becoming lax again. I'm starting to see the 550 lenders out there willing to write a loan for somebody who's got a 550 credit score. And we're going, come on, guys. How long ago? How long ago did this happen? 10 years ago? And it's greed. That's what it comes down to, is loosening the requirements and selling bad loans to people who shouldn't be in home ownership. Home ownership is a privilege, and you need to earn it. And if you're working through a lender who's going to sell you a home and you got a 550 credit score, they're setting you up for failure. You need a lender who's going to coach you up to a 650, teach you how to be financially responsible, so that way when you enter home ownership, you're not seeing a foreclosure in the next year or two. You're set up for success. You call my boys over at Churchill, Jay and Kenny. Those guys don't do loans under 620. Why? They want to see you succeed. You see the lenders at 550? They don't care. They're out to make a quick buck. Okay? These lenders are sharks. If you don't have credit above 600, you should not be buying. It's as simple as that. And we got to hold these lenders accountable and these banks, because that's what happened in 08. That's how this market crashed. Okay? So the more we see the 500-plus lenders out there, the closer this recession will come and the more aggressive it'll be. We got to hold the lenders and financial institutes accountable for their standards and the requirements for lending. Okay? We go into trade wars. This is something that's obviously big on everyone's radar. With Trump implementing tariffs, if we see these trade wars get out of control, we're going to see a big-time hike in prices. Raw materials, steel, aluminum, lumber. This is going to squeeze corporate profits. It's going to raise retail prices across the board. I'm talking about going in and getting a glass of milk. Not even a gallon, a glass of milk at the grocery store. It's going to be double. Okay, so it affects everybody. These trade wars are not going to be good for our economy. Housing, the cost of building is going to go up. House prices will go up as well, because we're going to see an increase in the raw materials. You don't think lumber plays a big factor into how much these builders charge for a new home? It's huge. It's a huge factor. Moral of the story, folks, is we will slow down. You cannot keep continuing that aggressively on an upward trend at 10, 11% a year. And nor can the stock market. It's been 10 years now since we had the crash. We're out of the recovery, and we don't want to continue with this aggressive appreciation. But I'll tell you what, I can't speak for other cities, but in Colorado Springs, in the next 15 to 20 years, your house value will double. And that's going to be with the consistent 5 to 6% appreciation after 2020, when we see a return to normal in the Colorado Springs housing and stock market economy. With the city plans and a population estimate of 1.1 million in El Paso County alone, these next 25 to 30 years, you cannot lose. You will not lose in real estate over these next 25 to 30 years, okay? I'm telling you, this is the safest bet. Put your money in Colorado Springs real estate, not in the stock market, not in savings, not underneath your mattress, but in the housing market here, right in Colorado Springs. The growth, the plans for this city are going to blow your mind. It's going to be fun. Come take the ride with me these next 25 years. Call me on my cell if you want to discuss this more. 719-232-1063. My email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And our website, thehermesteam.net. And if you want to see this on paper, read the Gazette these next 2 weeks. Everything I talked about is going to be in the real estate section. I'm starting to write some stories for them now, so you can get it in both places. Have a great night. Talk to you next week. Come sail away. Come sail away with me,
lads. Come sail away. Come sail away. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.